Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text is the Holy Gospel. Please be seated. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my goodness, I mean, once again, Jesus just shows up. You know, if you've read the Narnia books, like The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis, you've got Aslan, the Christ figure, who just shows up and pops in out of nowhere. And there is Jesus again, just like Aslan the lion in the Narnia books. Unexpectedly, suddenly, he has a habit of doing that. He's smack dab in the middle of this congregation of 11 and other hangers-on. And why shouldn't he? After all, he alone is the holy and righteous one put to death as the sinner in exchange for Barabbas, the insurrectionist and murderer. Crucified, buried, and left for dead. But he is the Prince of Life, raised on the third day by God's great power, just as all the prophets said. Reports and stories abound. Jesus has risen from the dead. He wasn't in the tomb. The grave clothes were there, but not Jesus. Now, the crucified but risen Jesus appears. That's enough to startle you, right? Scare the bejeebers right out of you, right? Even after he greets you with peace be with you. Is this really Jesus? He sure talks like him, but your eyes might be deceiving you. It could be an apparition, a specter, a ghost. Yeah, that's the ticket. The only reasonable explanation. So who are you going to call? Peter? Call Ghostbusters ASAP. Oh, there's no need for that. Jesus interrupts. Jesus speaks up. Good thing. Friends, what's the matter? Why are you so troubled, bothered, distressed? Why all the doubts and why all the uncertainties and the worries? I'm not a ghost. Peter, take a deep breath and take a seat. Please, I insist. Now, take a good hard look at my hands. And while you're at it, why don't you check out my feet? What do you see there? Oh, yes, indeed. You see my gory Good Friday wounds. Oh, they're very real. Go ahead. It's all right to touch me. My crucified and risen body is for real. It's the same body that suffered bitterly and died on the cross for you. Now, what's that, gentlemen? Still having a hard time believing that it's me, even in your joy and wonder? All right. Do you have anything to eat around here? What's in the pantry? Anything? Peter, what's that? Oh, I see that you have boiled fish left over from Friday. That'll do. A little salty, but really quite tasty. Leave it to Jesus to do all the talking and give all the directions from peace be with you, look at my hands and feet, it's me, and what's there to eat. After all, his cup of tea is to bring his little struggling congregation from troubles and doubt to repentance for the forgiveness of sins, faith in him alone. And so, Prince of Life, Jesus just keeps on talking. One more flyby about what the Bible's all about. Yes, that's right, I said it. What the Bible is all about. Do you know what the Bible is all about? Do you? Do you have a mind that understands the scriptures? Well, do you? Well, before you answer that, you'd better let Jesus have his say first. Wouldn't you agree? All right, let's listen to him. Jesus is still talking. Time and time again, Jesus says, I told you of what would happen while I was still with you. Everything that is written about me in the law of Moses, that's shorthand for Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and all the prophets, and yes, even the Psalms must be fulfilled. And they are fulfilled. Fulfilled when I suffered and died and rose from the dead. Did you catch that? The heart and the center of the Bible is Jesus. It isn't you. It's Jesus. And not just any Jesus that you would want to make up for yourself. The scriptures preach Jesus as the Christ, the Messiah, promised from the Old Testament, and who fulfills all of the Old Testament promises when he does his Good Friday an Easter Sunday salvation job for sinners. In other words, the Bible is all about this. Jesus is the Christ. And he is Christ for you and for all sinners as he suffered and died and rose from the grave. The Bible teaches that Jesus saves who? Sinners. And you qualify, and so do I. The Bible teaches that Jesus shed his blood on the cross for sinners. Your sins are totally forgiven now because he rose from the dead. Brothers and sisters, do you believe that your sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake? Forgiven because Jesus did his Good Friday and Easter morning? Do you believe that? Do you? I sure hope so. Because if you do, that's absolutely wonderful and magnificent. And believing that, then, you have a mind that totally understands the Scriptures. A mind that understands what the Bible says. That I'm a sinner, but Jesus has forgiven me. He shed his divine blood for me. So, brothers and sisters, let's get it straight once and for all. The Bible is bullish about one thing. The Bible is all about the proclamation of full forgiveness for sinners for Jesus' sake. Raising sinners to new life through the preaching of repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Christ's name. Where there is forgiveness of sins, you have life and salvation. So the Bible, then, is a book of divine promises in which God promises, offers, and gives all his possessions and benefits in Christ. When you open the Bible containing the Gospels or read or hear how Christ comes here and there in the Gospels, or how someone is brought to him, you should then perceive the sermon or the gospel through which he is coming to you, or how you are being brought to him. For the preaching of the gospel is nothing else than Christ coming to you, or you being brought to him. It's no wonder then that the epistle from 1 John said, "And you know that Jesus appeared in order to take away sins. And in him there is no sin. No one who abides in Jesus sins." No one who abides in Jesus sins. Yes, that's right. From God's point of view, God refuses to hold your sins against you. He does not count them against you. God refuses to see you as a sinner. Why? Because Jesus took all your sin in his body on the cross, and he buried all your sin in the black hole of his tomb, never to be seen again. God remembers your sins no more. So when God looks at you, now who does he see? He sees a sinner for whom his son bled and died. He sees a sinner who is covered in the blood of Jesus and now who is cleansed, pure, holy, righteous in God's sight. Brothers and sisters, you're forgiven for Christ's sake. Believing that, you have a repented mind that finally understands the entire Bible. In the name of Jesus, amen.